Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnson, and with me, as always, to my delight, is producer/husband/roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm, how you doing today on this overcast day, which we know is a preference for you?
It's post-Halloween.
Halloween!
As we call in Canada, Halloween Boxing Day.
Do we?
No, we don't. Someone was asking me if they if we celebrate Halloween in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And then I do like to make up fun stuff about that. I like to be like, yeah, we do, but it's in November. You know what I mean? We basically swap Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Well, last night, across the street, the neighbors were having some sort of a Last Supper for Halloween, where there was a long table set up and everybody sat on one side of it
right.
and was partying and enjoying. And obviously we didn't get the invite. And I spent all night looking out of the window to see what they were up to.
Yeah, so if you can imagine the Last Supper portrait, everyone is just wearing masks. And, Jesus is fucking somebody from Squid Game.
I swear to God.
Instead of bread and wine, it's just Milky Ways and,
yes. and
Laffy
candy
Taffy
corn?
Or Laffy whatever. Taffy. Yeah.
I'm telling you. So that
we had
was
a couple
burn.
Kids. We had some kids who came up. We only had two sets of kids who came to our door.
That's
the
right.
second kids were just full on hitting on you.
They were full on hitting on me. Like, the one little boy was so cute. I mean, they were little boy. I mean, they were more like 10, but he was like, remember me from last year? You said I was pretty. And I went, and you still are. And then the other boy went, I'm falling for you.
Like, what's going on? These
yeah, but I gave
horny
them so,
teens.
I gave them so much candy.
Yeah, but that's not a, you know what I mean?
No, it makes me a little sexy because I'm in charge and I can give out the candy.
Right.
You know what I mean? I get it. I mean, sure, I looked terrible, but for the kids, please. I'm like the hottest girl in Glendale. Easily.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous in most neighborhoods I'm in.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but you're right.
Norm, how are you feeling today? You feeling good?
No, I feel terrible. I feel terrible and miserable.
Don't you always, you little rascal.
I'm in the thick of some shit always, it
There's
seems.
A lot of work shit. This week, particularly worse than others, I would say.
Yeah.
Off
yeah.
to a rough start.
Well, not that anyone really cares, but basically, Fox, who I'm employed by, right now there's like football and there's the World Series is happening at the same time.
Yes.
So it's just a lot of stuff going. October is very busy and now the World Series is going a little longer and it's like, who knows?
Yeah.
It's
a lot. Everybody's really maxed out, I would say.
Everyone is very, very maxed out. Everyone
and you can feel
is
it.
Very stressed out.
Yeah, rightfully so. That's a lot.
Well, it's nice to find some time to watch some
Connect.
Preteens hit on my wife.
Talk about our marriage. Are you jealous?
Hey, kids, with this candy, what do you like about me for a second? Can I get some self-esteem from you, brats?
It was my only dream to hand out candy, and I'm so glad I did
you got
it.
To live it.
It was
out twice.
Everything I. Because I gave so. You bought three packs.
Well,
so I had
know.
To give it all out.
Because last year
to the children.
Was the COVID year and trick-or-treating
and
was
we
canceled.
Hadn't we were only here last year.
Yeah.
We had just got here, so we had no idea the protocol.
Right.
But they're out and about at that other house. I can tell you that much.
What? Oh, at the Last Supper?
Yes, at the Last Supper. So next year, watch yourself. Whether I live here or not, I'm coming.
What? Are you threatening me?
Yeah, actually, I am.
What are you doing over there?
Norm, we've got quite an episode today.
Do we?
We do.
I have no idea what's going on.
You don't know what's going on, so this
is... You pre-taped this conversation.
We pre-taped this. So this is an interview with my first couple, and they host a podcast.
They're a married couple.
Yeah. No, they're dating, but they've been dating a while. But they host a podcast on the NAR Network, which is our network.
The
actually
Sonar
called
Network.
Sonar Network.
We still calling it the NAR?
Everybody calls it the NAR, Norm.
No,
yes, get alive. Everybody, the kids loved it. Last night I said
Wait,
it.
You told the kids at the door
I told the kids about
the NAR?
Yeah, I told the kids about the network.
I don't know if you did.
For Canadian Halloween.
Here's a Milky Way. Have you kids heard about the NAR?
More like here's 10 Milky Ways. An interesting episode. It was my first time doing
Define
both
interesting
of them.
For us
Well,
all.
Here's the thing. So the episode, it's a juicy interview, and the episode reaches a point where I am at a loss for words. I'm kind of stunned. I get caught off guard on something that takes me a second to figure out. Like, you can hear it, that it takes me a second to, like, put two and two together. We all noticed it. It was very funny once we figured it out. They threw me a massive curveball. Hey, very topical because the World Series. Good job, Norm. You still got it.
I'm gonna go to the Last Supper and no, hang myself with licorice.
No, Norm. They've taken all my business. Anyway,
are you trying to start your own Halloween supper table?
Yeah. I just need the table.
It's like a soup kitchen for Smarties.
No, they don't have Smarties here.
Yeah, they're called Rockets here. We call them Rockets, but they're called Smarties here.
Good for you guys. You caught up. So you'll see the episode. Very interesting.
Well,
but it was really funny because it was one of, you know me, I can talk forever and ever.
Yeah, I should know you. We're married.
Well, you didn't know that everyone had a crush on me in the neighborhood.
Last year. Wait, one
which
kid?
I don't remember at all.
No kids came. No,
these
what
kids
are
wild.
Kid?
These kids are wild. And, yeah. And boy, am I looking to be tame. Yeah, they're so cute.
I should have punched these kids out.
They were really cute. They were really cute.
Oh, okay. But, what were they dressed as for Halloween?
Nothing. They had street clothes.
What the fuck is going on here? Who are these just random 10-year-olds who are coming out, knocking on your door saying, you're a babe?
No, and you called me pretty. I called him pretty.
Oh, so now you're reinvisiting like a flirt that happened?
Yeah, it was super flirty. Okay, well. Oh my God, I don't even remember. This kid doesn't exist last year. He's a myth. I don't know what he's talking about. We were not handing out candy. There's no way this kid came here last year. Okay, whatever. That aside. This episode's very juicy because I can chat nonstop. And for the first time ever, I was caught in my tracks
so
here,
it's
unable
like
to say anything.
That episode of The Simpsons when Ralph's heart breaks, when Lisa breaks up with him, you pinpoint the moment in which you're thrown off in the air.
Yes.
Hashtag whatever that time code is, send it to us.
Yes, but we had a great chat. A lot of energy between the three of us. You guys tell me, huh? Tweet at us, at @selfesteemparty, # energy between the three.
How did the conversation go? Well, we had good energy through it.
Let's get to it.
Yeah.
I hope I don't botch their names. Let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Spencer Litzinger and Eli Bouvard.
I think it's
right
Bouvard.
Bouvard, right after this break. I knew I was going
right.
to ruin it.
Anyway, it's a commercial.
I knew it. I'm so sorry, guys.
Happy Halloween.
It's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party.
I have a very special treat for the listeners today. I have not one, but two guests on at the same time. Spencer, Eli, welcome to the show, my successful two-guest podcast show. Welcome.
Wow.
Our mouths are just so wide open.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. That's so nice. We clapped, and then next thing you know, you're just into it, and there's so much energy.
I got right into it. I don't waste time. That's not what I'm here for, and I'm very excited to talk to both of you, but because there's two of you, we have to get through this to get all the stories that I need and all the information I need. So, like, we're double time now, guys. No fooling around.
Okay.
I can tell Eli's here for games. No, that's not what we're doing, Eli. You better get serious about this. I mean it.
I'll get my stuff together.
You know, Eli's very incredible in therapy. Like, we've gone to couples therapy, and you give him the floor, and he will just open up like no one else. Like, he can't, once he starts, he can't stop. So you ask the right question, and you'll just, yeah.
Okay, Eli, allow me to ask the right question. On a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of your self-esteem, how are you feeling about yourself today?
I'm at a 5, I think.
Neutral. Could go up, could go down. We'll see what comes of the episode. What do you think is that 5? What do you think is like that?
I was thinking about it, and I think I sort of swing wildly between a 1 and a 10 all day, every day.
Okay. So I just caught you at 5 time. I've caught you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Spencer, 1 to 10, how you feeling?
Well, it's really fun to talk to you, so I definitely have bumped up to like an 8 or a 9 because your energy is really good. And for me as a person, I'm very like energetic. So yes, like I could be sad on my own, but like depending on who I'm with, what's happening, what I'm watching, how I'm existing, I can get affected. So I think, like, honestly, like, you just gave me such a boost. And I have been thinking about this question, and I'll be honest, like, I was a little nervous because I was like,
okay,
because you can't really like plan the answer, right? Like, honestly, no. You can't. But no. I wanted to plan it, and I now saying it, I'm like, wow, I guess I'm like high up right now, because, and that's the truth. From you.
You know what? First of all, thank you. I accept. I consent to this. And two, I will say, I think we have kind of a similar vibe in that I also feed off of the energy of other people. And when I have a recording, especially with new people, I get very excited. Ooh. Because it's new pals, it's new stories. Because I love having guests on that I know because they're shared memories, but I'm very excited to talk to you two because wow. It's just a whole story I know nothing about. Whoa. Which is like, I mean, hey, listen, for a Wednesday night, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, well, I'll just have to tell you, like, I've always said my favorite people to talk to are strangers. I'd rather not have friends and, like, meaningful relationships beyond a boyfriend and a mom. And you just give me a stranger and that's it. That's good. And then I never see him again and I'm happy. And the world's really full of strangers.
Yeah. Was this like a theme you had in childhood as well? And did it pan out?
Well, actually,
were you like the kid that would go up to people and just start chatting?
I guess so. I mean, sometimes I got a little self-conscious. Like, I was bullied quite a lot as, like, a crazy, like, I was always called crazy, so mm-hmm. It's kind of, like, a hard concept to explain, but basically, like, I felt like I had to be crazy, but I didn't want to be crazy, so now and then, like, I think there were moments of self-consciousness of, like, no, I can't talk to that shy person because we're both going to get bullied, but I can try to talk to that popular guy and act like an insane person because he already thinks I'm insane. Now, of course I'd talk to anyone. Like, of course I'd want to talk to someone who's shy and, like, connect with them. But back then, it was almost like I didn't know how to exist in that way. But I definitely connected mm-hmm. with adults, like, all sorts mm-hmm. of different, like I would go to old folks' homes and dress up as Elvis because my mom was like, you're a talented kid. Like, sing Blue Suede Shoes.
Oh my god, did they love it?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah, no reviews yet.
No, they didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Eli, where do you stand on this? Do you feel like this is something we should bring back?
Spencer going to old folks' homes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as Elvis.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that'd be great. Especially during COVID.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
this is what we need to put people at risk for, this Elvis impression.
I don't even think I was good at it. That was one thing. My mom is very supportive of me, and it was also, it always involved mm-hmm. theatrics. Like, any audition for a school play, like, I had to come in a full-on costume, which meant, like, changing in the bathroom, hoping no one would see. But if they did, I had to just be like, well, you know, I want the part.
Well, my mom says,
you know,
I want you guys to tell me a bit about your podcast. This is why I was so excited to have you guys, because I listened to some, like, I know what it's about, but you did mention something earlier about couples therapy as well. So I want to know how much of it is, because Spencer, it's got your name in the title. So yes. How much of it is like your stories? How much of it is joint stories? Like, what, tell me about the dynamic and tell me about, your guys' whole reasoning behind doing it.
Well, it's probably a 70-30 split.
Right now.
Because I have a stash of Spencer's report cards, so we use that to sort of jump into different stories and why Spencer failed this course, that course.
Yeah, I had a really hard time with school. And it kind of was born from, like, just, like, talking to Eli, and I find, like, okay, I think he's very smart, and I always felt self-conscious because, like, I can't read a map or I don't really know what temperature mm-hmm. is. And I never really, as an adult, had the I don't know. I just didn't have the focus to try to do it. But in life, like, I'll have conversations and I'll avoid certain topics. Or if I don't know something, I'll just smile and nod my head. But with Eli, it's like there's always an opportunity. If he doesn't know something, he Googles it. He looks into it. And he's always told me, like, I'm smart. And smart doesn't just mean, like, you can spell properly. And I guess we just, like, right?
It's really upsetting, too, that, like, that is a way people can identify intelligence. And don't get me wrong. Listen, that's good stuff, knowing how to spell. It'll get you far. But there's just other ways we can measure it. There's just other ways.
Yeah. So it's just, it's been, like, a point of embarrassment. And then once we started, like, we found this, like, microphone, and I don't really know how it happened, but it just started to, and we worked on the concept and all these report cards, and it's so fun to explore it. And with every single episode, like, I don't know what the subject is, so I'm just, like, reacting. Oh, no, it's math, or oh, no, it's French, or oh, yeah, maybe it's a subject I'm excited about.
Okay, so Eli, you choose it without her knowledge, and you volley it up, and then she gives the story as best as she remembers it.
Yeah, and then I give her an actual test.
Mm-hmm. Baseline test.
Okay.
Grader. Then she has 30 minutes to cram for a second test to see if she passes or fails, gets a prize or a punishment.
Yeah, each episode is different.
Okay, so here's my question. This is great. Here's my question then, Spencer. When you're going through all this, because you've said that you felt self-conscious or like, you know, and what have you, when you're going through this and like reliving it, is there a sense of embarrassment or shame now, or are you owning? Oh, there's okay. So
well,
we
what
are
happens?
Still dealing with it.
What happens? I think from doing it enough times is I feel like I stop being able to focus as a means of protection sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I'll just start like randomly saying things, and I'm actually like in conversation I can be sometimes focused, more focused, but I find the second we start recording and it's like, oh, like specifically French, it was time to talk about French, and I just remembered how much French upset me because I could not comprehend it. What? There was like masculine, feminine, this, that. Like, no matter how hard I tried, there was no way I could ever get a grip on it. And that episode specifically, like, I just was saying the most random things. And it was the first time I kind of went, it's almost like, I don't want to, this time I'm being random because it could potentially hurt a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, not to throw this word around, but I would imagine it could be quite triggering in the sense that it's like, I mean, for anybody to talk about an experience of the past, regardless of how long ago it was, whenever you talk about it, some sort of feeling is coming up around it. And it's, I don't know if it's something you've already worked through in therapy. I mean, you guys had mentioned couples therapy. I don't know if you've done individual.
Well, the therapy is like not there much. So I feel like I've been wanting to get like...
It's a free therapist Spencer has had since she was a teenager.
Yep.
That I've inherited.
Ah. He's inherited.
Okay.
and some... And also,
it's all free.
It's free. And sometimes I get really mad at Eli, and that's something I feel a little embarrassed by. But it again, it's just like me, like, I can't control my emotions. The show is funny. Like, I'm on something. Eli's funny, right. I'm funny. But sometimes it's like a beast comes out of me, and next thing I know, I'm mad. I'm all over the place.
We had a triggering one.
We
had to stop recording.
We had to stop recording it because...
I had Spencer's assignment she wrote when she was 12 called A Kid's Eye View on Divorce.
Yeah.
And it was too real, so we had
too
to
real.
Stop.
There were too many secrets that I'm not... That was the first time it was like... Because we've been recording a lot. Like, this has been a year in the process. So we've really, like, found a really great formula that works and has a lot of success. But that one was the first one where it was like, oh, okay.
This is too sad.
This is... Well, this is... There's too many things that I'm not comfortable as a public figure. Like, because it involves other people. And I don't want that.
I mean, we've had that... on this podcast as well. It's really hard to talk about your life without including others because people are such a big part of our lives. And if there's a story you need to tell, for sure somebody else is involved in it. So how do you tell that story without exposing somebody else's confidentiality? But at the same time, it's like, I encourage you to hone that skill, because as upsetting as it might have been for you, Eli, hearing you say the title of the assignment about the kid's perspective of divorce, it immediately intrigued me. Immediately. Yeah. I was like, oh, I wonder what it is.
Really juicy,
and how old
actually,
was she when she wrote it?
Was I like 11? Like, I was in grade 5, I think.
You're 11 or 12.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what, that's a funny thing, too, is it was like, it's an 11-year-old me who's written this, like, 7-page. And
wow,
I didn't know
how seven.
Yeah, and I, like, it was
it's
big.
Illustrated.
It's illustrated, and it's like, I didn't even know what to do, honestly. Like, I was like, do I make fun of myself? Do I not? Because some of it's cringy. It's like you're
writing
that someone's trying to be very adult at times or make jokes that aren't good jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, let's
yeah,
at
how
least.
How can they be?
There's something we can definitely share. This is fine, and I think you'll find it really funny. So, except, okay, you're not going to find it funny how this starts. But,
no,
sorry.
Try me.
This is sad. The first part is sad. I'm just laughing because I was, like, going to go right into it. I'm like, you're going to find this so funny. My mom's love of her life died. But that's not the part.
I'm laughing so, because you're laughing.
Okay. Because I was just like, that's not, those sentences. So, yes, my mom loved a man very much, Grigor. He passed away. Sorry for laughing again. He did, but he hadn't died at this point. And in this assignment, Kid's Eye View of Divorce, I changed everyone's name. So, interesting enough, I was trying to tell a story in a safe way. But, so, my mom's, like, partner, his name was Grigor, and I changed the name to Mishu. Now, Mishu is my mom's brother, who now lives in my mother's house. Eli and I moved out of the house because Mishu had to come to Canada because he couldn't live in Thailand anymore. So
he got deported.
He got deported. But it was just like reading that was so weird. And then it's like, it's just, why did I say Mishu? I love my
so
uncle.
Incredible. I cannot believe he lives in the house as written on paper. You predicted it. This is your fault. You predicted it.
You're right. I made this twisted sister-brother story, and it happened.
You manifested.
Years later. Because I loved him. I didn't get to see him much, but I always thought Uncle Mishu was cool. He fell asleep in the mashed potatoes, you know?
He married my mom.
Yeah. What did you say? Sorry.
And then they got married.
He should marry my mom.
Oh, he should marry my mom.
Yeah.
His sister? Or your mom?
Your mom. I'm
my mom.
No, your mom. Even I got that one.
Really? I think it just gets so heady because they're blood.
It's illegal in Canada.
Okay, so here's a question I have. So, Spencer, I know you have the free therapist, and if they're listening, keep up the great work. But it's for me at least, I don't know if you have this. I found doing this podcast to be very therapeutic because I was talking about it and kind of airing it out, or even having other people not be surprised or shocked when they heard something, or maybe be like, oh yeah, I have a friend that does that, or oh yeah, I feel that way too, whatever. And I'm sure if you talk to anyone in your life, we all had school struggles and all that stuff in different ways. So I can see how it's therapeutic to talk about it if that's the experience you want it to be.
Yeah.
My question is this, Eli, what are you getting out of this podcast?
Ooh.
I do believe that I want to like make Spencer feel better and show her that she is.
Oh my gosh, this. Okay, thank you, honey. Keep going.
That she's a really intelligent person. Like, I believe that. But I also find it's funny when she doesn't know stuff.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, really funny. Like, we're definitely tapping into more of the emotional side of this, but it is, like, a laugh.
It's true. I don't know a lot of things, and I definitely am someone who will admit it, and I am not, like, Eli, my husband is like you. He'll just look it up. It's so easy.
Yeah.
And he'll just do it, and I'm like, huh, I'm not sure about that. And then that's it. I just leave it alone for the rest of my life, and I don't think of it again.
Yeah. And also, I don't want to, like, fully answer for Eli, but I think, and you can dive into this, as we are a couple, so I feel like I know you. he's a really interesting, talented person, but through struggles of expressing himself or people misinterpreting his expression, like how he is, like even when I met him, I thought he disliked me. And a lot of people sometimes think like, cause he's quiet or he doesn't say hi all the time, but he has, like, he's a writer, right? Like, he's creative, he's very funny. And when we, like, we met through Second City and he was a sketch writer. So, like, yeah, people started noticing his writing, right? But, like, so that's how he could kind of speak. And then, but doing this, like, it's his voice again, right? Like, he's the one writing the tests. He's coming up with things. And, like, we did a special episode where every once in a while it's going to be reversed. And this show is about Eli Wants to Know. And I love Halloween, so I'm testing him on Halloween. And I had to have candy out. So every time he interrupted, if he interrupted, he could get a candy. And then he just, like, oh, like I said, like, how there are times, like, if you tap the right spot, like, he does want to open up. It's just... Right. It has to be the right space, and I think he's at a point where he's, like, ready to be seen. How does that feel, Eli?
Yeah, Eli, how does that feel?
It doesn't feel good.
I'm sorry.
I like to hide in the shadows.
But weren't we kind of saying earlier today, like, this is your time?
I guess I am desperate for attention, but also really scared of it, and... So it's a bit of a mix.
Yeah.
I mean, Eli, is there a slight fear of success wrapped up in there or whatever? Because to have the attention on you, we're looking, and then now you feel the pressure to be like, okay, is what I have good enough? Is it ready to go?
Definite fear of rejection, I guess.
Of rejection, okay.
Lack of success.
Oh, see, I think sometimes we think we have a fear of rejection, but it's actually a fear of success, and it's a bit of self-sabotage involved. So by you telling yourself, I want to be in the shadows, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want the attention, but I might get laughed at, it's like you're setting yourself up for that exact outcome, whereas like the rest of us, I mean, I only just met you and Spencer singing your praises, the rest of us are like Team Eli, but like what team are you on? You got to get on that team. No. We're here.
What team are you on? Are you just on my team?
I am a fan of Spencer. That's why it's such a,
well, I'm
it's
a so fan
fun
of you.
Podcast.
So maybe what needs to happen is Eli takes over this podcast so he can have his own thing and I write the tests. Yeah, self-esteem party. And then I'll become the quiz writer. Yeah. I become the quiz master.
You are a quiz master. I was thinking like...
Let's do it.
Yeah, do that. You are. You're like peer
Honestly,
support.
If you...
You're peer supporting
us. You
want
to take it.
We don't mean take it. But just keep doing what you're doing. Ask these hard-hitting cues. It's if you feel comfortable. I think you're tapping into something I've never seen. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's just interesting.
Here's the thing, Eli.
Yeah.
You remind me of my dad, who once described himself as wallpaper.
What?
My mom is very, yes, but in a funny way, like he was having a huge laugh about it. He thought it was hilarious. But so here's why you remind me of him, Eli. My mom is very loud and outgoing. Spencer, you are this way. I am this way. We figured that out in 5 seconds. You are the strong, silent type, like the McCain's French fry kid. Do we remember these commercials?
He's an actor now, right?
He was an actor then.
He was on
Second
City. In
the French Fry commercial.
What? Sorry. Missing it. Missing the reference, but that's fine.
It's an old one. Okay. It's I'm dating myself. Eli, you know what I'm talking about?
He was quiet and only wanted to eat French fries.
And the like commercial was him. listen to this commercial. Okay. It's him quietly eating a French fry. Like you can hear the crunch. It's so quiet, and then it just comes up. Somebody saying strong, silent type. That was the whole commercial.
It's almost like the beginning of ASMR in a way.
Kind of
even before. Wow, that's a good commercial. I like good commercials. Eli showed me all these coffee commercials. Remember?
The Nescafe.
Nescafe? Have you ever seen
these? Oh, yeah, Nescafe. Of course.
Yeah, those were like genius. It was like watching a movie.
I have a connection to the McCain heiress.
Oh, you do? Oh. Yeah. Yes, he does.
I was a residence don, like a RA at the dorms in university. And I had this one student who was pretty troublesome. He'd get drunk and get loud every weekend. And one time I was telling him, please be quiet, please go to bed. And he said, Eli, do you like French fries? I said, what are you talking about? He said, my girlfriend's the McCain heiress. She's rich.
Wait, he said that to not go to bed? I don't understand why he said it. He just flex on you?
I think it was a power play. Yeah.
Yeah, he always like was bothering Eli in very specific ways, right? Like he did it a few different times.
Yeah, but he's dating the retainers.
Yeah, he was. But they didn't tie the knot?
I haven't followed up.
Oh, you used to have them on Facebook, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Okay, here's the thing though, Eli. This is exactly why you're like my dad. The strong, silent type that people want to talk to. Tell things to, i.e. my girlfriend's an heiress of the McCain French Fries. Spencer wants to talk to you. She wants to tell you her stuff. I want to talk to you. My mom wants to talk to my dad. The loud don't exist without the quiet, and the quiet do deserve their time in their own way and when they're ready. So ooh. I think the 70-30 split you guys have is a great entrance, but Eli, you got to know, the Eli episodes, which I haven't even heard, the Eli episodes are going to become quick fan faves because you're always leaving them wanting more. That's going to be the Eli.
And Eli is a fan fave of that episode because he's listened to his poem 10 times yesterday. Sorry to embarrass you, I have to. He's listened to it more than me already. He did an amazing Eli, Halloween poem.
Eli, are you embarrassed?
It's true. I really do. That's why I say I swing wildly because I do really love myself, but I am so shy and scared. But secretly, I am a narcissist, I guess.
No, narcissists are... I don't know if a narcissist can be that aware of themselves in that sort of way. They can? They can realize?
Because if he's a 50-50 split, it's like when you're a narcissist, you don't know it, but then when he's the other side, he would know it. Like he just did right. You know what I mean?
Because he's not
you can halfway know it.
And you can be a narcissist that hates yourself, too.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Oh. You can.
Oh, yes, you can. Because you're so self-absorbed in the hatred.
So I do a bit of both.
Yes.
Ooh, fun times for you.
So wait, Eli, do you, like, is that something you don't like about yourself that you're shy? Or is that just something that's like, it's just a character trait? Like, but is that one of the things that you don't like?
It's not that I don't like it, but I feel it's held me back a lot in life. And I sort of, as I've gotten older, recognized that it can make people uncomfortable if I just go in somewhere and don't say a single word.
Yeah, right. And I've heard a lot of people like be like, "Whoa, Eli doesn't like me," or this or that. And I thought that, so I felt that way, and I wish I didn't. Like I wish, like it's definitely something.
Okay, but wait, Spencer, if you felt that way, how did you guys get together? What broke the ice? Like what flipped?
She wanted to date my friend.
Oh my God. Tell me everything. Spencer, get back to that mic and tell me everything.
Well, there's my way of telling it, and then there's Eli's way of telling
it. I want both. Wait, let me look right now. We're like halfway through. We have so much time. I want both.
Okay.
Who do we start? Eli, you choose who starts first. You or Spencer. Yep.
Flip the penny.
Because you brought it up.
I'll let Spencer go first.
Okay. I'm going to go through it kind of quick-ish. So I remember... Eli in a trench coat. Apparently, he doesn't own a trench coat. But I remember I come into the Second City class, and there's this guy in a trench coat, all, like, bundled up, looking all, like, angular. Like, he's wrapped himself up, and he's holding a script. And I read the script that he's written, and I think it's so good. Like, and I wrote him on Facebook, like, you should be a head writer on SNL. And I was attracted to him. Then there was a mess up, you know, I memorized the wrong lines for Friday. It wasn't really my fault. Like there was a huge misunderstanding. So I grab Eli and I say, run lines with me. He's in the corner of the room and he looks like constipated and in pain. And I'm like, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I'm never going to talk to him again. And so after, you know, after the show, people would go out, and I had this fun thing where I didn't believe in ID. Don't know why. It was just a phase. And
okay, good. Because ID matters.
Yeah, it's rude. Yeah, it does. And it's like it could ruin an establishment. So I'm not proud of it. It was like a month and a half phase. But I'd be like, if they let me in, they let me in. They never let me in. And like, no. Of course not.
No, you look, no offense, you look like a baby.
I know.
You look like a complete baby crying and awake in a crib. This is what you look like.
But isn't the mic half blocking my face and you can still see?
Yeah, that's even worse. I've not even seen the full picture. Your profile looks like that of a fresh baby.
I am wearing a diaper because I'm on my period.
Atta girl. You tell them.
Yeah.
You show them. Okay.
You
so
squish squash so that blood.
We're never going to talk again to Eli because you've ruined his life.
Ruined his life. And then we talk because I bring my ID this night. I go. His friend is attracted to me. But here's the thing. This is how I see it. Eli and I are finally talking. And I remember thinking, well, at least we could be friends, right? Sure, his friend likes me. But we're laughing. We're connecting. You know, he's my favorite writer. I think he's... Oops, I did. It's okay to say that. I thought he was the most talented, right? So it's like, it's nice. I do remember telling him as we were waiting for the bus that I wanted to put him in a glass bottle, turn it upside down and throw it on the ground and the shards go into his skin.
Okay, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, like a little like intense. I don't know why I was saying it, but I was just laughing about like throwing him around. And then we messaged all like into the morning, and somehow this date with this friend of Eli's, who wasn't like a close friend, like he surprised him at the show. I had convinced Eli to come on the date because I didn't know him and I wanted Eli to be there. And the date was weird. I noticed that his friend like kept sipping my drink, and I'm not much of a drinker, but it was like a
Ew. Yeah,
so it felt like I was like, why are you taking everything? And then he was on a bike, and then Eli and I, you know, we're on the bus together, and it just like somehow, and then we're at Bad Dog, and it just like became very obvious that like Eli and I are the ones on the date. His friend like tried to did we kiss?
Did you see?
Yeah, we did kiss. I don't remember. But it wasn't working. So he left. Eli kind of found me outside because I was sad. And then we went up and we danced. And we were in sync. Like, it was like...
There you go.
If there was a wedding dance, it happened that night. Like, one that was choreographed. And then we went outside. We were sweaty. And I was just talking. And Eli did, like, a weird noise. So he's like... And I was like, what? You don't want me to talk? All the guys never want me to talk because I talk too much. And this is always happens. And he's like, no, it's just I want to kiss you. And like my heart, like I felt like I had this jail around it because I like had so believed like, oh, he wouldn't like I didn't go there anymore.
Of
like
course.
We were
yeah.
the best was we'd be friends and we kissed and it was nice.
Okay, Eli, you're up. What
trench coat,
really
trench coat.
Happened? Tell us about the trench coat now. And if you weren't wearing one, I better hear a pretty accurate description of another coat.
I think it was May, so I didn't have a coat on.
Wow. There you go. Whole story's gone awry.
I was wearing these really tight corduroys.
Oh, he wore tight pants. There was an era.
Hey, guess what? Much like Spencer's period diaper, you show them. You go, Eli. You go. You tell them.
Oh, my goodness.
You tell all of them. Okay, so you're in tight pants, maybe not a jacket. We don't know.
I had a button-down shirt.
Ooh, okay.
And I think I do try to hide, so I sort of, in public, I hunch over like this and try to shrink into a little ball so people can't see me.
But you're tall. And broad. You are.
And
I can see those shoulders. We're dealing with a bit of a broad here. I can see them. Yeah. Looking good.
Fill the whole Zoom screen.
He's like reaching
and
his arms and he's soaring.
You're in a Grateful Dead shirt I see here.
It's Spencer's
see the
t-shirt.
Top of it?
Yep.
Oh, there you go. Excuse me.
Such visuals.
Okay, so yes. You're kind of crunching, yeah?
Yeah, Spencer comes in and reads
and
a script.
I'm late, right? I was probably late.
You missed the first... It's a sketch troupe class. Spencer missed the first class, came to the second.
Okay.
And she read...
Because I was in summer school. And I failed a course in Humber.
Humber College, yeah.
Yeah.
And she read, and I was like, wow, this is the funniest person I've ever met. And she messaged me that she liked the script, but I thought, oh, we're in the same sketch troupe, we shouldn't date. But let's be comedy partners. I really think you're so funny.
And what about when I brought you into the room and I thought, like, this is the worst
thing? I was so excited to talk to you. Yeah.
See how different? Like, I totally, like, I did not feel that way. I'd stopped talking to him for a very long time because of that.
Because I did have a crush on you.
So, yeah, you're over the moon, Eli. You're loving it. Yeah. Okay.
I was, basically, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, that was the worst thing I've ever done. I'm so sorry for this guy.
But I was, I can't date Spencer. And she, one night after a show that my friend came to, she starts messaging me nonstop. Bring him, bring him, bring him to the bar we're going to. Bring him, bring him. And I was a bit sad.
Oh.
And he comes, and they go on this date.
But didn't we talk also in person? Because that's
Spencer,
what I said.
Spencer, don't you dare. This is okay. Eli's version.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we did. I think we waited for the streetcar together.
Okay.
And you were telling me some sad things from your life at the time.
Oh,
and I was, see, this is what I wanted to hear.
And that's when you said you wanted, and I was asking questions like, oh, how do you feel about this, that, and you said, I want to grab you and flip you upside down and drop you on your head. That's what you said.
Okay, so there wasn't a glass bottle.
No glass bottle.
But this is making sense why you said that comment, because you were already talking about darker things, and now this is the dark joke twist. This is why I want to hear both versions. Yeah. At least that's what I'm putting together. Obviously, I wasn't there. I wasn't invited, rudely enough, to the show or the bar. Rude. Okay, so she says it's not in a bottle, though, but we get the shards. That's true.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's like, it's not just someone saying, like, hey, I like your friend. Would you set us up? She's nonstop messaging me about this other guy, my friend. And
Spencer! Oh, my God!
And for some reason, I meet up with the friend for a drink before Spencer and his date, and we all meet together, but then he's going to bike to where we're going, and me and Spencer take the bus, and I'm, I guess, feeling jealous, and then at the Bad Dog Theater, there was a party of some kind, and me and Spencer danced like crazy. Mm-hmm. And my friend, but she is on a date with my friend at this exact same time.
The group date, yes.
Yeah. I think Spencer even brought one of her friends to potentially be on a date with me.
Well.
And
this is turning into more of an orgy, if anything. Tossing all these people in here. Oh my God.
A little bit. I don't know if I should say what Spencer actually said about her friend.
What did I say?
You said, you can have her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Spencer, I love you. Okay, keep going, Eli. So you've been presented a woman that you may take at a moment's notice.
Yes.
I'm sweating like a pig. I'm a pig.
But I think Spencer and my friend's date goes badly.
Very badly.
He acts a little creepy.
Yeah, I didn't say that because I didn't want to run him through the mud. But also, they weren't really good friends. Like, he just showed up, and he did something weird.
Oh, no.
So we danced like crazy, and then outside we kissed.
Eli and I.
Yeah.
And Mishu. No.
And, yeah. And then we dated in secret for a while because we were in the same sketch troupe.
But okay, then, see, this is what I wanted to hear. This is the juice we're trying to get to. I'm Mama's thirsty. Give me a sip. Mama's thirsty. So you dated in secret, and then how did it come out?
I think we got drunk at a bar and kissed in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah, we did. We just, yeah.
Whoa, so you guys ripped it off without even knowing, huh?
Well, but was it like a month of a secret? How long would you
about,
say?
Yeah,
and it really hurt. It was really hard. I didn't like going places and not being able to, like, just touch him, like, his hand, or, like, you know, put your arm around, because we didn't want it to be obvious, but it kind of made me feel more like, I want to kiss you.
I mean, I've done the secret thing, but I'm not a big PDA person, so I liked it. I thought it was scandalous. I was all about it. Yeah. Why not? And then you tell everyone and they're like, what? How long has this been going on for?
Why wasn't I
like, fuck off. I know. You're like,
where
nobody
was the email?
Asked. Where was that email?
Exactly. Where was the Zoom meeting?
Ew, according to these impressions, our friends suck.
Yeah, and you can have them all.
So wait, how long ago was this? How long have you guys been together?
4 years.
Yeah.
Eli, I'm really proud of you for how well you told the story. I think you come across as a total hero in all this because I think you were really patient. And I love that you, most guys, when you won't date them or if they can't date you or whatever, kind of leave it at that. And I think for you to be genuine, even being like, I think this girl's cool, but we're in the same thing. We have to be professional. And I think you committing to like, being that friend, being that comedy partner first until it was like pretty clear and evident that something was there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of guys will just walk away. They're like, oh, I can't have you, bye. And that's it.
I couldn't just walk away.
No, I know why. Because I put in a man against you. Because you got all jealous and stuff. I think so. Because you're like, oh, this hurts. This doesn't feel good. I'll dance my pants off. My
Spencer
tight
might be
pants.
Right.
Yeah. But like cuz it is pretty like it's a pretty intense like a friend from the past.
Come
you
to
saw
think of it, this
kiss?
Friend, you look a lot like him.
Oh, I hate that. And you know I have a thing against. Sorry, this is just a me thing. I don't ever really want to date anyone that looks like me.
Neither because I look just like my dad.
Oh, yeah, I get it. But I'm like, mine is so broad. It's like, you got blonde hair. You got dirty blonde hair. It's light brown. You got blue eye out of here. Out of here. Yeah. And this guy, exactly, looks like me.
Got dad's
it's,
little
it's
small
disgusting.
Personality.
It,
yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah
it's
I don't
gross.
Like it. It does, so I don't know. But
now,
I also
here's the
like,
thing. Do your mom and her brother look alike? Or could you see them as an ideal couple? Yes.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the thing is, like, he's really not doing well. She has to take care of him so much.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
it's just like,
no.
It. She, like, she's seen things. Not that she wants to. Because she's caregiving.
Sure. Oh, my God.
So,
what a disaster.
So that's why it's so messed up. That this love of her life is her brother and my... Like we said, I made it happen. My writing.
But there is so much love there. There's still love there. That's like... not. It's not in the same way, but that's nice that like your mom's doing such a nice thing for a family member.
Yeah,
like,
she's...
You know?
She's like a... She's done a lot. Like she's somehow managed to be really like a caregiver for a lot of people. Like Gregor had cancer and she saw him through that, like our neighbor Nancy, like even her little brother. Anyways, my mom's definitely, I've seen her caregive. She caregave for me. Like I probably wouldn't be here if I didn't have her help. So she definitely is like an angel type. And I will say around the time that me and Eli, like that era of my life, like was really, really a mess. Like, and it's, I've gotten a lot better. But it's taken a lot of work and there's still so much work to be had. So yeah, it's like, it's weird when you hear like how you used to behave because you're like, what was I thinking? But I wasn't thinking and I didn't have thoughts. Like I didn't know how to control anything. So
Spencer, why were you nervous to come on the podcast? You're
nervous?
It flows right out of you.
Well, I guess I've hidden a lot of my mental health struggles for a very long time because I kind of like grew up always not wanting to tell people like ever.
Of course.
And
of course.
Like there's like a new wave or my okay, so I have a sister, Jessie, half sister, like my mom. I only say half sister because she's not my mom's daughter. Not that I don't see her as a sister, but definitely she's my mom isn't her mom. Anyway, so, but yeah, like, she's like 15 and it is so different now. It's like a badge of honor to be able to say it, to be able to say I was in the hospital, like things like that. It's very different how she talks about it. She doesn't really want to hear my experience. Like, I'll try to be helpful. But for me, like, when I was her age and like going through, going through it, like, I didn't tell anyone. I lied. I hid it. So I'm just so used to hiding it, and, like, career-wise, like, I know that I, like, I see people talk about things, and I'm never like, they're not going to get a job because of that, but I still have that in my head. And the stuff I deal with, like, I feel like it's a bit more, it's not enough talked about in the media yet, so it could be a bit more misunderstood. It's a little, I find it a little bit complicated to explain. Like one of the biggest things that's really hard to explain that I'll say is, like, I look in the mirror and I don't see anyone. And it's, I've never felt like I existed, even as a child, my whole life. So it's like, yeah, I know my name's Spencer, but I don't, I watch video clips of me and I'm like, oh, that was a good performance. Like, but it's like something I can't even really talk about because it doesn't make sense to most people. It seems like you're listening, but a lot of people just is like, what? And it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I think that's fine. If we can have body dysmorphia and look in the mirror and not literally not see the body that is actually there, like someone could measure you and go, your waist is 27 inches and you'd be like, it's 37 inches, like to literally not see it. If we can have that, why is it, who's to say we can't have that about our existence? Like who's to say you can't see yourself and be like, look at this person. She seems like she's having a great time. Like, I understand that. It's like a detachment.
Yeah.
I don't understand from a medical perspective, or I'm not saying I can necessarily relate 100% because your experience is yours, but I'm not taken aback to hear that. I can see how that would totally be possible if it's happening in with other categories.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a really good point, like bringing up the body dysmorphia, because it's like a definite facet of it.
Yeah. I think you said something earlier that you wouldn't want to talk to someone shyer. You would talk to like the popular guy in school or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they all thought you were crazy, but you didn't want to be crazy. But what I want to know that you didn't say is, did you think you were crazy?
Yeah.
Right. Me too.
Yeah.
And it bummed me out.
I know. I was like, bummed me out too when I said yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's bummed. Okay, Spencer. You know what I used to say? Listen, this will make you have a laugh. You know what I used to say? I used to describe it as, I just can't get on the same page as other people.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh.
Just simple.
But even that
so
bums
simple.
Me out. I know it's
oh
probably
my God,
like,
girl,
I found
please.
My, oh, I want to be
streaming
be
shows
on the same
anyways.
Page. Yeah, it's true. But back then, just like, put me. Let me be the period. You know, I want to
yeah,
be
look,
on that
it worked
page.
Out. Now
not
you
just
have your
I'm
period.
On my period. Yeah. But
yeah.
Like, a
you made it.
I made
you
it.
Made it. You did it.
No, it's like, it's so interesting as an adult. Like, it's like, I like being different now. I think I'm starting to embrace it. But back then, I just like, okay, like I did acting or musical theater. I will always get cast as a comedic role. I was like, I just want to be the pretty lead.
Oh, I loved being the comedic role. Less pressure.
I know. And now I look at the comedic villain and the villain roles as like the complicated parts. Like being able to make people laugh is like such a talent. But then I was like, come on, just let me stroke my hair and get applauded. What?
This is in elementary. This is in elementary school.
And
all
high
the school,
school
plays.
Yeah,
and high school, both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
And now I would never, ever, 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 ever want to try to act like in a good, like in a, oh, I don't like it. I don't like acting. I like being funny.
I mean,
it's
that
changed.
Is acting.
I guess.
Being funny is acting. If you are having a shitty day and you get up and tell jokes, you are acting like you're having a fun time. That's
right.
Acting.
Okay, okay. It's a little switch of the knob.
Eli, Spencer did plays and all this stuff of finding her voice and what would soon become a comedic voice we would identify as later on in life to be like, oh, I like this, actually. Did you do the plays and stuff too, or were you this, like, because I know she said you were a writer. Did you do outward stuff, or did you keep it closer to the chest and then later on, like through Second City and stuff?
I think, like, in day-to-day life, I'd be really quiet, but given the chance, I was comfortable in front of a crowd. I know I was so quiet that in grade six, my dad and my stepmom forced me to go to theater camp, which I hated.
Whoa! What was it like? What happened? That's like such a dramatic thing to do.
Well, I was for a really, very shy really quiet. Child. And
oh no, Eli!
So the camp, we had to like write a play and perform it, and my stepmom and I said I had it. I had the it factor. But it didn't fix any of my quiet problems. I was miserable for 2 weeks. And...
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're really throwing you in there, but okay. Here's the thing. I love it. I'm actually pro this parenting. Get the kid in the pool. See what happens. Give him 10 minutes to sort it out.
Do you want
kids? Wait, what was your...
Oh, no.
Do I what?
I was going to ask if you wanted kids, but I was like, I don't need to ask
me
questions.
Or Eli?
Yeah, no, you. And I was like, why am I asking? I'm like, we're
Eli,
talking about...
do you want
no,
kids?
No, you! Hold on, I'm talking about you!
I'm asking oh, Eli. Eli, okay, do you want kids?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither. We're in agreement!
Yay! We all don't want kids!
I don't want to have kids because I'm too nervous they're going to marry each other.
Oh, and do it happens. About it. If you write it down in Kids' Eye View of Divorce, it will happen.
Wait,
but you have
can
to
I
be
ask
11.
How old you guys? Can I ask how old you guys are now, yeah. If you don't mind?
I'm 36.
24.
37. All right, we're playing this.
Okay. But there's an age difference, and we haven't really talked about it. So that's a big part of the story, too.
That was also a reason why I didn't think I could date Spencer.
Yeah.
But then it...
That's why. That's and we weren't even sure.
Oh, my God, that just added up.
Yeah. We weren't even going to say it. We've been keeping it a big... It's like, but yeah, it is what it is.
I appreciate that you said it, though, because...
Yeah.
Wait. You were 19? You were 19?
20.
She was 20, and I was 32.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. But you guys had the friendship and every, like, you guys spent time being friends and
yes.
all that first?
And
in your class and everything?
Yes, and, like, I've lived a lot of lives by 20, like, so many, that I was really wanting to settle down. But I, beyond settle down, like, I just wanted a good person. I wanted to get better, and I was really lucky because... I think usually it's recommended that you work on yourself first. But I was afraid and I didn't know how. And I found someone who would let me work on myself, supported me. And I had a lot of just a lot of behaviors and stuff that weren't very healthy. So, but it definitely there were times where I remember Eli being like hurt, and it was like I realized like I was like I have to pull myself together, like I have to do the work because I'm gonna lose this person like that I've like dreamt of, like Grigor, the relationship my mom had with Grigor who died, I looked up to him and the love they had, like basically he called her baby, right? And everyone says that. I didn't realize that. Okay, like I did not know. And I remember thinking, why would anyone say the word baby so lovingly? Because that's weird, because they're not a baby. But I also want to hear it one day. Like I want someone to say it like that, because there was so much love behind it. So I'd always like, we're with these guys, and I just remember, because Grigor's dead, I'd be like, oh man, it's not Grigor. Like he would want better for me. Like he literally taught me how to hold a knife and fork. Like I was a wolf child. And he was patient and kind, and I didn't mind when he, like, hugged me and all these different things. So, there is an age difference, but I do feel like, Eli's just been so supportive of me. And we understand each other, and, like, sometimes me and Eli joke that we're similar in age because of his, like, he doesn't have as many, successes as me. Like, I've had some big success at a young age, and we kind of, like, pretend it. I'm a TV host. I like work it since I was like 21. So
okay. Sorry, so I don't because we get different channels, so I have no idea what anybody's doing.
No, but it. So does that make sense? It's like we kind of like joke about like how that could in a weird age sort of way. It's like yes, I have these big successes, but I also have like much. Like growing that I wanted to do, and he's helped me, and we help each other, like working together, we're helping. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like there's different maturity levels in, I'll say this for any couple, different maturity levels in the different subjects of life. Someone could be younger but have more dating experience.
Yeah.
And that older person you would assume does, but maybe they don't. So it's like in relationship, it's this way. But then in schooling, maybe this person has like a PhD and you're just, you know, have graduated or whatever the case of anybody's thing. So it's like, I understand. I mean, listen, when it comes to age difference, that's a tricky subject. I get it. I appreciate you guys telling the truth. I get it. I understand. I understand where you were coming from, Eli. I totally get that. But I also understand that, like, people are people. You can't help. You can't choose. You can't choose your age. It just is what it is.
It's okay. A psychic told me, because we're 12 years apart and we're both... What are we both? We're both...
Year of the horse?
No, we're the bull. But because we're both the bull, like we're like a perfect match in this, like, from years apart. And her husband is 12 years younger than her, and she's 12 years older. And because it's like you're broken apart, like you're the same type of soul. Like, this is what she said, okay?
Yeah.
But she just said, like, specifically that 12-year difference with the, like... the horoscopes and the calendars and everything, it actually, you're looking at the same person and you're able to really understand each other more so than any other, like, age difference. Mm-hmm. like that one, like, paired up really well, and that was kind of cool. And when we went to Disney, we stood and we have a picture by the the bull, and our years are there. Like, it's in the little engravings.
You guys went to the psychic together? I was always told never go to a psychic with a partner.
We didn't go together, but I will talk to the psychic about things. So, like, she's a really good psychic, and she brought that up to me about, like, and how she personally is with someone who's 12 years younger, and they've been married for, like, 30-something years. And then another time... So when we went to Disney, we stood by the bull, and it had our years engraved. Like, it had all the years if you're a bull, and we took a picture by it.
Did you show her the picture?
No. Like, that happened psychic thing happened a year into our relationship. We, like, that. Disney happened years later. Like, 30 years.
Got it.
Something. Yeah.
I thought it was, like, you went to the psychic and then immediately Disney and did the photo shoot.
No.
I was like, you really listened to her.
I didn't give the time stamp. Sometimes I'm just like, hello. And then it's like, wait.
If you're going to tell me a story, I want dates, times, locations.
We want a Zoom meeting. I can't remember the joke we were doing earlier, but the, you guys dated? Where's our email?
Yeah. All of our friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Of our secret relationships.
Yes.
Guys, here's what we're wrapping up. We're getting towards the end. I run a tight ship. I don't fool around. Here's what I want to know. I want to know the individual scores on a scale of 1 to 10 of how you guys are feeling in terms of your self-esteem. Can be any number you want. You know this. You've listened to the podcast, higher or lower. So wait, give me those first. We started with
like a nine.
Eli or Spencer? Okay.
I was like an 8 or a 9.
I was a 5.
You were a 5.
You were a 5. You were an 8, I believe, Spencer.
Yes. 8, 9.
Okay.
It was like in between.
Eli, where are you? Where are you now? After having opened up quite a bit.
Maybe a 3.
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm like a 2. Wow,
was it that? Too raw? Was it too raw?
Yeah, we just said that we have an age difference.
I guess I'm scared.
Yeah, we're scared. But we love each other.
Oh, it didn't faze me.
Yeah, that's good.
Cher did it.
Yeah, we have to look up a bunch of, like, famous couples that are doing well.
Guys, I'm going to say this. It's not, I mean, it's certainly legally something you cannot hide. Because you have driver's license, you now have ID. Everyone will know your age.
Yeah, we do deal with sometimes.
You have IDs now. You said you now use your ID. People can see your age anytime they want. People can see your age. Don't run from what your age is. And the a choice is your choice. And, you know, forget what this podcast has to say about it, because the answer is absolutely nothing. We're a podcast. We don't talk back to people. We would never at the self-esteem party.
Well, what's that thing where when I'm 26, it becomes okay? We have this number.
That's the half your age plus 7 rule.
When I'm 26.
Yeah, so 2 years will be...
2 years will
what's
be
that,
fine.
What's that mean?
Okay, you explain it, because there's no way I could explain this.
The rule for, like, how young or old you can date another person is half your age plus 7. So if you're 20, you can date a 17-year-old.
This is like, oh, but don't say that way. Say if you're 26,
you can date a 38-year-old.
When I'm 26 and Eli's 38, yes. No one can bat an eyelash at us, yeah. As long as we just say we just started dating.
Yes.
We ignore our entire backstory and we just meet at a bar. Hello, what is your age? Good, you know the rule.
Well, listen, I appreciate that you guys told the truth. I think that's not an easy thing to do. I've revealed and dropped a lot of bombs on this podcast too. More than I wanted to. People, if you catch me on the right or wrong day, yeah. I mean, you don't know what... like the Eli of podcasts. You don't know what you're going to get. It is a roller coaster.
Well, I will say for Eli, I won't say it yet, but saying that, because I know that's been a real big fear of yours, more so, obviously not as big of a fear for me, because it's not... No, everyone could blame you easier than me. Knowing that we said it makes me feel a lot like more possible, like in time that I could say what I have, but not yet. Yeah. But I'm getting there.
Oh, your diagnosis reveal.
Yeah, my diagnosis reveal. One day.
One day, yeah. I didn't bother asking because I was like, well, if she wanted us to know, she would have said it.
Yeah, not that's yet. We're getting there.
Got to have a couple. You know what? You should. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Watch this cool move as we close out. I'm going to tell all of you guys to listen and subscribe to the Patreon that we have, which is www.patreon.com/selfesteemparty. And the reason why I'm going to say that is because once you do your reveal on your podcast, Spencer, I would love to have you both back on the Patreon to discuss it. What do we say? Are we yay or nay?
Yes, we're yay for sure. I had a feeling. I was like, she's going to invite us to the after.
Oh, I'm dying to know. Totally gonna have you on. Have to.
Who would have thought mental health could be such a cliffhanger?
It's such a blast. Why not?
Well, first we'll reveal it on our show, and then once that
on
happens,
your show, and then mine.
Yeah,
then mine.
That's the deal written with Satan's blood.
And
love the devil.
Eli, this is a personal challenge. I want you to come with your own reveal to the Patreon as well. It can be about absolutely anything, but if she has her diagnosis reveal on your podcast and then you come say it on mine second, Eli, you have to also have a reveal of sorts. Whatever you want, open-ended.
Well, I am cooking up my own diagnosis, but it might take 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, can we all stop trying to get back on the podcast, please? I know exactly what game this is, and now in 2 years, you want to come on the podcast and talk about it.
I just love it. So many diagnoses. This is so fun now.
Tell us again. Tell us the name of your podcast. Tell us where we can find it on a very exciting network. I'll let you guys say it.
The Sonar Network.
Or the NAR.
Or the NAR.
The
as
NAR.
In you can find it. Does the NAR mean you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts? What? Is that what you mean?
No, it's what I call the Sonar Network.
Oh, yeah, the NAR. Okay, I was like, okay, sorry. So, it's Spencer Wants to Know. Yeah, you can find it on the Sonar Network or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's what we seem to always say, or the NAR. And yeah, you can follow us just follow my actual Instagram. It seems to be more popping off there, at Spencer Lit Zinger.
Great. Eli, are we going to plug anything?
Do it.
Or do you want to keep your socials to yourself?
He recently opened it up because of our show.
I hadn't posted in 2 years.
Yep. And now you can see those sweet, sweet Eli photos.
At Burt Bovard on Instagram.
And he tries so hard to do good on his posts in there. He does stories and they look so messy. They don't look very good. And he's using my old iPhone. And you're like, did you see my post?
Eli, like, you're going to get a like out of me. It's going to come when you least expect it. But a dramatic like and comment will one day show up on your Instagram on an unexpected photo.
And a follow.
Don't expect. You guys are going to be commenting back and forth because he loves to comment back.
I love a good comment back. And I'll like the comment, and I'll loop in other people in the comment. I love comments.
And a follow.
You know what he said? He said, and what? A follow. He said, and a follow, and a follow.
Okay, so wait. You are publicly demanding I follow you on Instagram.
didn't. Eli didn't. Just follow him.
Eli.
Burp Bovard.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you what, if you want to follow me, I'm at the only Alana Johnson on Instagram and at Alana _ Johnson on Twitter. And if you'd like to follow the podcast, which you should, we are at Self-Esteem Party on Instagram and Twitter. Guys, wow. Any final words?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
For being a friend.
Friend.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your body.